weet jy, as jy so net terugkyk op jou lewe en daai embarrassing moments wat jou haunt vir die res van jou lewe.
What did you do?
So last night was obviously the second episode of Chasing the Sun 2 and we did our little video around it. It's all on our social media and on the website. And I remembered the time that I met someone and I had no idea who they were.
Who did you embarrass yourself in front of?
So badly. So, I was doing a show in Pretoria when I was still doing musical theatre. Dit was nog die performer theater, so net daar Menlinse kant. En ons het na die show vir paar drinks gegaan. We went to this bar and there was this really tall blonde guy that was chatting to some of the other girls in the show, just kind of casual chats, and they then said he can come sit with us. And
yeah,
it was just a very chilled evening after a show, you know. And this tall blonde gentleman ended up sitting next to me and we got chatting and I was talking to him about why I was in Pretoria. I was telling him I was doing the show and I asked him what he did. So wat doen jy vir 'n lewe? And his answer was, ek speel rugby. And I was so excited and I was like, vir wie? Die Springbokke. I wanted the earth to swallow me up right then and there. Do you want to know who this tall, lovely, blonde gentleman was?
Yes.
That was Wynand Olivier.
Really?
It's not like it was someone that had one cap for their neighborhood rugby team. It was a proper Springbok player. And I had no idea.
I mean,
he was lovely. The fact that I asked him who he played for, he didn't make me feel dumb about it. He didn't pull that, how do you, don't you know I am?
Nothing.
Sure. He was a gent. And Wynand Olivier, as jy luister, ek spy jou, maar ek weet nou presies wie jy is.
That's so funny. Yeah, I also watched Chasing the Sun over the weekend.
Yes.
Caught up both episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lekker om binnen te sien.
So lekker.
It's nice to have that little insight.
Yeah.
And listen, I just love all of them so much.
Yeah.
You know, like Dion Fury in that interview where he was like literally sad and thought like too old, and you can hear it in his mom's voice when she's talking and she's like, we never thought he'd got the chance.
Yeah.
He worked hard and he deserved it, but we wasn't sure it was going to come.
Weet jy wat nee? Ons stem oor so 8 weke. Dit is die verkiesing. And you see the posters and you see the, I just want to vote for the Springboks. Can they not just be there? Led by Rassie Erasmus, Deputy President Siya Kolisi.
That brings me to my thing that I actually want to mention. There's an American who went down to his local, I don't know what you call the name changing office. You know, if you've had enough of Roseanne and you want to go and be Stacey.
Yeah.
He's running for president in the United States this year as an independent. He has legally changed his name to literally anyone else. So now you can vote for the Democrats, the Republicans, or literally anyone else. That is his name.
No.
Yes.
He can run.
He can run.
He is running.
He is running. He is running as a third option called literally anybody else because that is his new legal name on his passport.
Okay. Do we know what he's offering in terms of policy? In terms
he doesn't care.
It's just, I love that.
Not the current thing.
Yes.
Nie dit nie.
Nie dit nie en nie die ander ding nie.
Iets anders.
Ja.
Letterlik enig iets.